This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. Today, our topic is tourism, and we traditionally air a program on this in the spring. It's a little later than usual this year, however, and of course, 2020 is nothing like any other year we've discovered. Well, we're going to be talking about one of those areas so affected by this pandemic, and that is tourism. So we're going to be talking with the director of the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau. Andrew Miller is here to tell us exactly how they're handling the situation of the pandemic and how it's affected tourism and perhaps how things have changed a bit to cope. Thanks for being with us on the program, Andrew. How has your job changed in the past 3 months? Obviously, you're promoting tourism, and there's not much to promote at this point.
Well, I mean, it's been actually crazy. It has been busier than ever for a variety of reasons, all because, you know, COVID-19 is totally unprecedented. So a lot of it was spent on a lot of webinars. I was attending anywhere from about 5 to 10 webinars a week. Not only about COVID, but then also relative to how it was impacting the tourism industry, and then how it was impacting small businesses. And one of the first things that we did once this hit was I said to the staff, we've got to be, because we're a regional organization and we have so many members and so much outreach, I said to them immediately, we needed to establish a COVID resource page. So I was really proud that we were one of the first regional organizations that within a week had a COVID page that was up, that had information from the governor, the State Department of Health, the CDC, the local hospitals, the universities, county government, and then also information for small business administration relative to all the loans were coming out. So it was this scramble to try my best to be an expert in everything that was available for small businesses, but then also to understand it. Being a small business myself with a staff of 5 and then three part-timers, and then how it was impacting everything in the tourism industry, which, you know, was everything from hotels to restaurants to attractions, you know, wineries, breweries, all of the above. So it really was trying to educate myself as fast as I could and trying to provide information in real time to our members and to the public. And then also, you know, with a staff of 5 full-time and 3 part-time, the only person that basically was unemployed or took a leave and got unemployment was our fulfillment guy, who would, you know, normally be traveling around in the vans throughout the Tri-County area delivering brochures. And since all the businesses were closed, there wasn't a point of that. But we, knock on wood, we have all been employed since this hit at the end of March. And then what we did too was we wanted to make sure that we understood what our members were doing and if they were open, especially, you know, dining restaurants, breweries, and wineries, what did that opening look like? Were they doing curbside? Were they doing online only? Were they doing delivery, pickup, the whole entire series of opportunities? Because we wanted to continue to drive consumers to our members. So God bless my staff. We had, I think they probably reached out to every member and called them and said, what are you doing? Keep us updated. And so we were, not only did we have a COVID resource page, but we also had an open for business page. And so we were updating every day in real time what our businesses were doing, because they were going day to day and week by week, and it was changing and it was pretty fluid. So we were really busy staying in touch with them. And then also, I was participating in weekly phone calls with executive directors of visitors bureaus throughout the whole entire state. So we would have that every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. And then we would have, and that was specifically for tourism executive directors. Then at 11 o'clock, the Pennsylvania Restaurant Lodging Association would basically do a weekly update that was really impactful for lodging and restaurants, which were really hit hard. And so there was that ongoing education. And one of the things that I realized was that a lot of visitors bureaus were cutting their marketing down because it was, you know, the first line item to cut. But we decided as a visitors bureau that we knew that when things were going to open up, that it was going to be a lot of residents looking what there would be to do in their own backyard. And then also people or staycationers. That would be in about a 1 to 3 hour drive or even a little bit farther, that would be looking to get out and find safe places that were not only accessible, but affordable. So what we ended up doing is we really took advantage of the opportunity while so many other visitors bureaus weren't promoting themselves. We basically, we targeted digital marketing to get in people's brains now or from March on. So when they did get out, that we would be first and foremost already hopefully in their brain about a place to go that was nearby. And with outdoor recreation being one of the top things to do in this, that would allow you to get out and enjoy nature, but, you know, not necessarily be surrounded by a lot of people, or you could do it with friends or by yourself. You know, we knew that outdoor recreation being one of our biggest amenities was uniquely positioned to be promoted to the audience that wanted to stretch their legs when they could, but wanted to feel safe. So we've been just busy as could be without this. I think that staff probably was working, not even taking lunches. And it's been frustrating, and it's been educational, and it's been exciting in terms of what we've been able to do to make sure that our businesses knew that we had their backs. And I mean, we even got a grant through or participated in a grant that CEDACOG got with DCED, and had with the Columbia Montrose Visitors Bureau a workshop for about 2 hours with really heavy hitters in the tourism industry in the area, from farmers markets to Knoebels to Clyde Peelings to Country Cover, really about what did COVID mean to them, and what did going to green look like for them, and what did opening look like. And so what we found out is just there was an awful lot of people that wanted a trusted resource to hold their hands. And so I'm happy to say that our Visitors Bureau ended up being that resource, and I've been happy to help.
I have not ceased to be surprised. I mean, I would have thought, well, you do tourism, there's nothing happening, you're not doing anything. So there's, you're probably the busiest guy I've talked to yet. So now,
believe me, I've been surprised how busy we were. I literally, you know, moved my office to my dining room table, and I brought all this stuff that I had backburnered, that it was on, you know, that was on my to-do list at work, thinking, oh, I'll get to the strategic plan, I'll get to this, I'll get to that. They have sat in the tubs ever since I got here. I haven't looked at anything. In fact, I was joking at the beginning that there was so much learning going on and so many webinars and everything about COVID that I was just waiting for a day that could be more or less tourism-based and not pandemic-based. And as we are moving back to getting back into the office and opening back the visitor center to the public, it's getting more tourism based. So it's beginning to feel a little bit normal. But I think who I felt the worst for were both the hotels and the restaurants, who were really hit hard. And, you know, there was an awful lot of uncertain information out there, specifically for restaurants about outdoor dining and what would going from, you know, going to yellow look like and going to green look like. And there were guidelines, but nothing specific. And they were just really looking for answers. And so I was really happy as they came out with more specific guidelines for them to open and then moving to green. So it's been a crazy ride.
Obviously, summer isn't the only time tourism, but, you know, it's a bigger time. But do you feel like things have recovered enough to the point now that the at least the summer portion of the industry won't take as big a hit? Or, you know, what are kind of the thoughts out there on how summer is going to pan out?
Because it's so unprecedented, we don't know what it's going to look like or how it's going to be. And and one of the things about, you know, the Visitors Bureau being receiving funding from the hotel room tax by overnight guests that allows us to market the area as a destination, it's collected every quarter, and there is a 60-day turnaround time period between the end of the quarter, getting it to county treasurer's office. Then there's another 30 days from the treasurer's office until I get it. So I'm not even going to know how this summer was in terms of overnight stays until between September and December. But what the one thing that we're doing is we're definitely trying to stay in contact with our hotels and to see how busy they are. I mean, we ask them how busy they are. Every Monday we send out an email and a fax asking them for their occupancy. So we're going to be looking at that more closely than we have been. With things going to green most recently, what we felt was, in terms of people wanting to take day trips or overnight or weekend trips, we felt that there'd be a slight delay in that they probably were going to go closer to their home base right away. And that was the one thing that I learned in all the webinars for the tourism industry, is they said, you know, you really have to go after your residents. first, because the residents will then be the ones that start supporting local businesses. And then the residents will be the ones that then go not only just to their town, but then the next town and the next town, and then they'll travel farther, and then tourism will start to take off. So what we did in terms of our summer promotion was we did a lot of research to find out what could be relatively safe activities that people could do prior to businesses opening and that they could do by themselves. And once again, Outdoor Rec was really where we looked. So we basically turned the majority of our brochures into, if we could, we turned them into like day trips or driving tours. So like our history and heritage, the wineries, the breweries. And then we went and started researching ATV trails and off-road vehicle trails and motorcycle trails and hiking trails and cycling trails. And so what we did is we created this huge inventory of trails that people could do, once again, either by themselves or with close family and friends that they felt safe to travel with, and develop that. And then what we did also was start identifying, you know, nearby outdoor recreation assets that we had. And then we started putting together like summer photography tips. And so we got all of our summer stuff lined up. Usually it's before Memorial Day to, you know, really kick off the season. But with the delayed openings on everything for different people throughout the Commonwealth, knowing that not everybody was green or even yellow by Memorial Day, and the fact that we had so much information compiled, we got our summer page open up the first week in June. And we realized that the trend was also more or less plan now and visit a little bit later. And what we saw in the industry were trends where you suddenly saw people were online more, looking more, planning more. And then when surveys would go out to the public and ask when they felt that they were able to travel, what you saw, you know, in March was that number was down, and then April the number increased, and then May it increased more. And even June now, you're seeing that consumers are willing to travel, and what we're seeing the trend is an increase in July and August, and then the rest of the year. And so what we're planning on as a visitors bureau is just getting all the summer ideas out now. So hopefully when July comes, people are more apt to go out. They feel safer. Things have been green longer, and they can begin to stretch their legs. And hopefully they'll have been looking at our website and getting our digital marketing promotion since March. And between those two, hopefully they're already planning to come and visit us. And then another thing that we're doing is we're creating a backyard tourist promotion. And we do a backyard tourist promotion every May during National Tourism Week to just encourage the residents to get out and support, you know, all of their local businesses. And that's always been really successful. So this whole backyard tourism thing that the industry is saying that we need to do, I'm thrilled that we had this in our pocket, you know, for the last 14 years since I've been on board, and that we've been really successful with it. And then when the recession hit in 2008, 2009, we really did go after the whole backyard tourists and staycationers at that time period. And because we were easy to get to and it was an affordable destination, we had some businesses that did record breaking and banner years. And so I'm happy, you know, knock on wood, that we really just needed to dust off what we did in 2008, 2009 and pursue that. And so we're really going to be pursuing, you know, with this backyard tourist promotion, that is residents to get out, people that are taking day trips, overnight trips. And then also we put together a summer shopping pass so that people could come to the area and driving consumers to our businesses. We have over 20 regional businesses in our summer shopping pass that's going to be ready the first week in July, where people can come and get discounts and start getting back to normal. So we're thinking that summer is going to be a little delayed, like July, August. But what we've already done, too, is knowing that this whole plan now, visit later, is going to be happening. And they're saying that things will hopefully get even better in fall. We're actually going to launch our fall page by the end of June, where we normally even wouldn't do that till August.
I guess in a sense, you're kind of shifting what you promote, because a lot of the events, you know, like we've said, have canceled. I mean, is there a concern of a complete lack of happenings to attract people from outside, or have you just totally, like we said, play it by ear on that and, you know, kind of shift the focus?
Yeah, more or less we have shifted the focus. And, you know, it's been heartbreaking, the number of annual events that have canceled. you know, or been postponed. So one of the things we really needed to do is stay in touch with all of our event organizers that, you know, and that's everything from, you know, like the Little League, World Series to 4th of July to, you know, the Pine Otter Days in Northumberland, you know, and even such things as commencement activities for the university. So we've done our best to stay on top of that, you know, and every time we would send an email out announcing that an event had either been canceled or postponed, it broke our heart. So what we ended up doing was just making sure that, you know, that we made the announcements. We want to drive people to the event page for events that are available. But then the focus really was what can people do outside of festivals, events? And a lot of it was outdoor recreation, antiquing, wineries, brochures, you know, all of that. So, what we think is going to happen next year is my prediction would be is that we're going to have banner turnouts for festivals and events next year, simply because the demand for them is going to be building this year. And next year, I think people are going to be really getting out and supporting those events that they consider tradition and, you know, and part of their annual activities.
Yeah, I know people who every time they eat out and support a local business, they talk about it on Facebook. So I think, you know, people are really have that in mind to help out their area.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I was pleasantly surprised about was how the communities really rallied to support these local businesses. And that, you know, I mean, there were two breweries that opened, and I was thrilled that a lot of people were supporting them. And I talked to the one manager, and she said, you know, it wasn't what we wanted, but she said, you know, all in all, I got to say, I'm pleasantly surprised in how all this worked out, and maybe being a new business might have helped. But it was one of those things that I was really proud of our communities for rallying and doing that and supporting it. And it almost became the thing to do. Like, if you're going to be a good neighbor in your community, you really needed to support businesses during this time. And I think a lot of people really rallied. My food bill in like the first 3 weeks of the coronavirus, for all the food that I was ordering out to support local businesses, I looked at it and I started laughing. I was like, wow. And then all of a sudden, I looked at the weight that I gained from it too and realized that I needed to support businesses in a healthier manner.
One of the side effects there of helping your neighborhood.
Yeah. But I was so happy to do it. And like I said, I was thrilled that so many people did it.
Trying to stay on top of the CDC guidelines and the governor's orders and so forth.
Yeah.
Do you feel kind of like you guys have like a new responsibility to the public to make sure it's like, hey, visit this, but do this and make sure you do wear your mask? Or, you know, has that become part of your part of your repertoire now?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things, you know, that I definitely found out was just hearing the frustration from our members who it seems that there was so much information overload that it wasn't that there was a lack of information as much as they just didn't know what to do. So we made sure that we took the Pennsylvania Restaurant Lodging Association. They provided a daily update. And what we ended up doing was we would get the daily update from them, and then we would put our masthead on it. And then at the bottom of it, we would have all the hot links for supporting businesses and small business administration stuff at the bottom. So it was a marriage of both the Pennsylvania Restaurant Lodging Association and what we were doing. And we made sure that we sent that out every day at about 6 o'clock. And at first, we were really concerned that our members were going to be like, here's another message. But it turned out that it was really well received. And we also did a lot of email communications and surveys for our restaurants and for our lodging and dining to try to help them out. And I ended up getting some phone calls from members asking me specifically, like, what did yellow mean and what did green mean? And what one of the things that we wanted to do, because we understood that there was some confusion, is we ended up making sure that we shared with all our members whenever there was a change in an update or we knew that there was more detailed information, we made sure that we sent that link out. And so, you know, we did pretty much become as much as we could experts on it in terms of advising it. And we will continue to have those guidelines at the top of our webpage, especially for dining and lodging, simply because we feel that travelers need to know. And this was the big thing in the webinar, is what's going to cause travel and visitation to increase. The number one thing is going to be, do they feel safe and secure and trust the destination, you know, with their health? And so we know that part of the PR is that they have to have that message and they have to know that we're providing it to them. So we will have hot links as to, you know, what the guidelines are for green and yellow. So the consumer has that. And then we've also reached out to our members, especially once again, dining and restaurant on, you know, what are your cleaning standards? because I've talked to hotels that have said that that is the number one question that's being asked, and that people are actually willing to buy a room one or two nights before they even arrive to guarantee that the room is clean. So one of the things that we're doing is we're working on making sure that our members are abiding by it. Though industry trends indicate that people will trust hotels with national franchises more than any other overnight establishment, because they feel that, you know, the Hilton, the Marriott, those you know, national standards of cleaning will be the best and most stringent. But I must say that, you know, businesses now know that they have to abide by what, at least what the Pennsylvania Health Department says, you know, and that that's just the minimum. And I think it's going to be so part and parcel to just being open for business that the consumer will be able to rest easier knowing that if they're going to walk into the door to any merchant or any restaurant or any Airbnb or bed and breakfast or inn, that, you know, that their health and safety will be the first thing that's concerned, because they want to make sure that they feel comfortable that you know, and attract consumers to spend the dollar in their business.
And the website for the Visitors Bureau is visitcentralpa.org. Is that correct?
Yeah. If they go, you know, when they go to the website, they're going to see rotating pages, and it's going to be summer fun, which is going to be all the summer fun ideas that we want people to take advantage of as they're doing their staycations and backyard vacations. And then the next one is open for business. And that details and it has hot links to all of the businesses, what their hours are, where they're doing curbside pickup delivery, everything like that, so they can get the most current information. And then also, if they wanted to check out the event page to see what events are going on, hopefully we'll see a pickup in that. But that would be their best resources to know what's going on in the Susquehanna River Valley. Come July, we'll have, like I said, we'll have the summer shopping pass, where they can get discounts at over 20 businesses regionally, and they can either go visit a store and pick up the pass, or they can download it. So I would encourage that too.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.